Do you know how to whistle? Do you know how to whistle, Ona? Wezi bana. Anyway, I have just applied for a touting job kwa Super Metro. Kwa hivyo ukinipata kwa route yako, njoo tu ni economy. Anyway, welcome again to another episode of The Cordial Podcast by me, none other. Kuna mwingine, kutai kwa na mwingine, Mungai Kangoi. Yes, you must pronounce that name correctly, otherwise tutakosan. Anyway, it has been a great week. I hope yours was too. I can't imagine we are in episode 12. I just can't imagine. I didn't think I would be here. This is amazing. But anyway, we are grateful for each step that we take in this journey, because it has been a long time coming. Anyway, I have been asking myself questions, a lot of questions, because, you know, even in this journey of podcasting, you have to listen to other podcasts, you have to know how people do their things, you know, the usual things, the principles, you know, and I'm still trying to learn a couple of things, you know, and trying to see if I can incorporate them in my episodes. And one thing that I'm definitely working on is nasikenga watu weka intro. I don't know, I'll have to write something down for that, because we're getting an intro that you'll use for all your episodes is a bit, you know, a tough nut to crack. But anyway, we shall get there. Yeah, and of course, having those questions, you know, people asking you, is your goal to be like other podcasts and, you know, go to YouTube, do videos? And I tell them, yeah, that's definitely the ultimate goal. You know, when you're there, you're really somewhere, sindio? Yeah, and you've already curated your information and your content to a particular audience, and hopefully we'll get there. But in the meantime, I'm still looking for mics, but I am saving to get some mics so that I can start inviting people out. Not out, hey, to inviting people out. No, I am saving money to invite people to become guests to my show, but we are going to try something next week. Hopefully, I'll try and incorporate other people's voices, because we do not agree to that. But anyway, it has been a great week, and let's get into the show. Anyway, I don't know if I have any experience to give about this week, because there's one situation that I'm in right now, by the way, because and that has reminded me, today is still the Friday. Hey, it is a Friday. Hey, hii mambo ya kusema ku record Monday. Bala, I got busy throughout the week. But yeah, today is on Friday, 1st of March, manze. Happy, how did I forget this? Happy new month. We are out of the month of love with no love. Eh, jamani, tunateseka bana. Eh, this is indio tunateseka. Tunateseka sana, but anyway. Yes, and the time is 6:26 p.m. Yes, I know, I'm recording late again. Manze, bro yangu amerudi kutoka, amekuja midterm, and I don't want him to listen to me recording myself. Jutashinda patukicheka. Ataniuliza hizi ni gani umeanza. He doesn't know I'm doing this, but yeah, I don't know. I hope you'll be proud of me. But no, I'm not going to skip that day. But anyway, yes, it has been, as I was saying, I'm in a funny situation right now that I'm trying to actually figure out, because yesterday on Thursday, I got a message from You know, there's a program that is coming up for people to get internships in the private sector that is being organized by the Ministry of Public Service, you know, under Mr. Moses Kuria. And I got a message because I applied for PSC internship last year and didn't get into the 8,000, you know, people who were picked. So they decided to partner with the private sector and see if they can pick the other applicants who applied for such internships. And yesterday I got a message that the program that they started, which is Wanagenzi program, I have been accepted into it. And so I was happy. Mungai has made it. And we are supposed to go on Monday to the launch of the program with, of course, His Excellency, the President of this country. But now you see, yesterday I was so happy. I was so happy because I saw dreams coming true. You know how you get the lulu? Eh? You know, unashindwa, tunaelekea wapi? Tunaelekea wapi? You know, I don't know, my head goes straight into thinking a lot of things, and one of them is how I am going to handle my finances. Scare finances, but anyway, yeah, you know, if it was a paid internship and, you know, I finally get to have quote unquote a stable income, stories are jaba. Anyway, so I got into this fairy tale of mine that I love keeping, and I started going to my notes app, you know, writing places I want to go to, because we Mungai hasn't tried a lot of things. Mina sikianga watu wakiongea kwanza mambo sijui ya galitos, anga sijui chicken. Me, I've never tried these things. So I was like, finally, in the next whatever months I was going to be contracted for, I am going to try out all these things. Hey, you know, whether it is a solo date or solo date now in a kwanga ngumu, miss sijui kana weza, but I think I will have to try. Or, you know, meeting people I've wanted to meet for years. Hey, kuna watu, you've been friends for years, but online. Wajai unamungai face to face, just like you. You're just listening and you've never seen me. Anyway, so yeah, so that was me being the lulu all night. And then, you know, today morning, you know, the message said that I was contracted to a particular company and I should start on Tuesday, which is actually funny. It's too soon, but anyway, still for another day. So the company that I was contracted to wrote a press statement and said they are not involved in such things at the internship. And I was like, yeah? Hizi ni gani bana mmetuanzisha bana? Hata delulu waijabaki hata 24 hours umesha tuangusha asubuhi na mapema. Hey. So it became really disappointing. So today, as I'm saying, I'm having an interesting day because I am trying to fight the, you know, losing hope thoughts. Those thoughts that actually kill you or kill your positive vibes. You know, you get this one beam of hope and then something else comes and covers it, you know? It's like, you know, when those scenes in any Batman movie, when he was getting his sign up into the sky, and then all of a sudden somebody switches off the lights, you know? It was like that, like a feeling where you had been rescued. You feel like you're going to be rescued, but you don't get it. You now start falling. So even right now, we're still waiting for official communication from either the Public Service Commission or, you know, just any guy to clarify on the matter, because I've not seen any other company come out and say they're not part of it, but we're still waiting. Me, I'm even asking myself if I should go on Monday for the launch because, tutafanyaje. But anyway, this is a really funny situation, and if it turns out to be good, let me tell you, I will come back here and tell you guys that I'm grateful. Ikitokea vibaya, wadau, nitapigwa na stress. Stress itakuja, but tutapigana hai. Yes. So that is what is actually on my mind, and we've spent 10 minutes already. You see? And this was supposed to be the last part of the compromise series. Last part, you know, the third part. And I think we've had a good journey the past three weeks. Yes, yes. I hope so. I hope we are all moving in one accord to realize that compromises don't really have to be a part of us. We have to stand on our standards. We have to stand on our standards. We have to set up boundaries. We have to set up, you know, principles that will lead us in everything that we do, so that our brains, our subconscious mind know how to maneuver each and every situation. You know, like your mind can go directly to its, what should I call it, like bookkeeping kidogo, and see what does Mungai do when this and this happens, you know, instead of sitting there wondering if you should take a compromise and act out of your principles or your character. You get me? Yes. So, you know, we talked about compromise the first episode, and it got a bit, you know, touchy-feely. The second episode was more of the experience I had. But, you know, all through, I hope we are getting to understand that compromises, they might be good in some cases, because you have, unfortunately, too. Okay, it's fortunately and unfortunately, because you might find yourself in a community that needs some kind of compromises, because you are many people. You can't do as everyone wants, so you have to take compromises for the greater good. And that, by the way, is good enough, because you're building a society, you're building a community that you can actually trust in, that you can actually put your thoughts in and feel safe to do whatever you want, because you know there's a community behind you and they will always support you. And you're building these pillars of foundation that will build up this community and will keep it up and not fall in case of any storm coming in, or, you know, all these things. However much we are speaking in parables. But yeah, I hope you're getting it, because I said last episode that we are building communities. We have to build communities that actually serve our purposes. We have to build communities that when you go into that and new people decide to build up these things, it's because you're looking for the greater good. You're looking for something that you can fall back onto and say, yes, I can relax and I have found my own people, you know, because communities are a really, really strong structure in, you know, the society, and we have to be grateful for that. I'm sure even when you're listening to this, you're already thinking of the type of people you surround yourself with, and that's a community, by the way. People that you find yourself with every single time, or you think about them, or you revolve your life around them, that's your community. And is your community helping you out? Is your community holding you down whenever you need them? Are you holding them down whenever they need you? Are you doing your part when you're talking about community and its principles and its goals? And so, even as we are clearing out this compromise topic, you know, as I'm looking at myself, first of all, as the host of this podcast, and, you know, even talking to people about compromise is me doing the research first and then getting to understand things and then looking at my life, you know. You look at it very introspective. Yeah? So you look at it that seriously, so that even when I'm coming to speak about it to people, it has already manifested in me. It has already started that process of, you know, first understanding, and then you get to now create this routine that will create the principles that you need, that will create that thought process of whereby you have to find a community that actually takes you up and up and up in everything that you do, and you don't really need to be going down. Especially right now in this life, you have to be upgrading every single day, you know, and that starts with you personally. Because if I can be honest, like for me personally, every day I wake up, I am always introspecting about my life. I am always wondering, am I on the right path? Am I really on a straight path that I want to get somewhere in this time, and I have to do things this way and this way and this way? And it is hard because I am nearing 25 years, and of course I've had a kind of life that I've lived, but I'm trying now to change it because I have seen a goal I want to be at, or let's call it destiny that I want to be at. And I have introspected all through, and I've seen there are a couple of things that need to be changed. There are a couple of things or experiences that I had. It's because I took compromises that weren't really fulfilling in any way. Maybe for the pleasure of the second, just that second that you made the decision, but long term, yeah, the compromises weren't that good. So yeah, when we're talking about these compromises, I have to stand on it. You know, we say standing on business. Yes, we have to stand on business when it comes to compromises, because you have to look at the long term. And when you start this process, by the way, of deciding not to take compromises, or deciding which compromises you can only take, then you'll realize that after a long while of making these right decisions, then your mind won't have to struggle when some situations come back that actually made you take bad compromises, you know, because your mind will know now we are on the right path, and we have to stick on the right path and not move any inch away from the right path, you know. Yes. So when we're talking about compromises, I think we have to be intentional in everything that we do. We have to be straightforward, and it is easy to talk about it. It is easy to, you know, say that we're going to do this and this and this, you know, setting up all those plans, but the work is in doing it. The work is in deciding each and every second that I have to do this, I have to be here, and I have to be there, all for the purpose of I want to be somewhere in a couple of years, or ultimately some particular age, you know. Yes. So yeah, this is the end. The end of compromise. Yeah. And so I hope we've learned that compromises aren't really things that build us. Compromises dilute our authenticity. It really doesn't serve much of a purpose that we think it does when we are making that decision. You know, whether whether it is you finding somebody that you like, you know, because it is actually funny. It is actually funny because when you look at the process of liking somebody, you are always, of course, at first attracted to them. And then in regards to the environment where you met them, it can be online or physically, you try and find something that they are doing or they are posting, and then you don't know, you just form this, what can I call it, you form this thing of liking whatever they are doing, you know. You just find it interesting, however much in your previous years you've never looked at it that way. And so that process is actually funny to me, because how does it move from that? And then you realize when you're having conversations, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody and then they mention something and you're like, I don't like what you said, or I don't do what you said, but you keep on building that relationship thinking, I don't know, what is it, wishful thinking that these guys will change, or these guys will get to understand you and then change, or they'll get to know life better when they're with you, so they'll change, you know. And it doesn't happen one time, it happens a couple of times. Like, you had this, you saw them do this, and your subconscious mind, because I'll call it that, tells you, no, this is not how we want it to be. But we keep on being there, we keep on sticking there, and then at the end, you guys end up being strangers. Now, you see, You see the kind of compromises we take, and then you come and have to now be in another process of moving on, quote unquote. You have to be standing on business, you know, all these things. And your mind was there telling you, well, the path that you're taking isn't glorious as you think it is. So yeah, that is on parts of relationships. Or now you can also take the example of the friends that you keep. You know, you might be in a stage where, let's say, like when we all got to campus, if I'm sorry to say that, but if you've been to campus, there's always that pressure of fitting in, because you do not know who you're going to collide with or who you're going to meet up with. You just find people and you form a community just because maybe you share a class or you found yourself doing a similar thing, like, you know, drama festivals and all that. And you find out people have a different way of living than further away from what you thought life was, and you try as much as possible to fit in because you don't want to lose that connection, you know. So you're putting yourself in a community that won't suit you, and that is a compromise, and you will regret it later. You know that you will regret it later, but what do? We continue taking compromises. So yeah, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of experiences that we do. There is a lot whereby we take compromises, and let this be now a stamp for you in your life saying, no, this is it. You can no longer take compromises when it comes to things that actually define you, your authenticity, as you said earlier. So yeah, so this marks the end of compromises. That topic has been really touching. I don't know, I feel like I'll have to do it again with a guest, you know, and talk about compromises, because you may never know, somebody has maybe a better understanding or just a different understanding of what compromises mean in terms of the experiences that they've had. But we are grateful to be here, we are always grateful to be alive, to be recording another episode, this being the 12th episode of the Cordial Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you all that have I appreciate you all that have subscribed to my Spotify channel of the Cordial Podcast. Hey, Yamani Podcast. And please feel free to share again whenever you get the chance to, you know, on every platform. And I will be grateful, eternally grateful, because I am doing this for people. Well, it is for myself first, because I am doing some bit of self-reflection and some realizations while I'm talking. Yeah, so this is the end. Thank you very much for being there for the past three episodes where we started with the compromise journey, and we've come to the end of it. Next week, definitely another topic we will have. I hope it will be as interesting as I've planned out in my mind and as I've written down on my notebook. Yes, so stay tuned and please be there next Saturday. But before that, enjoy your Saturday, enjoy your morning, enjoy your lunchtime, enjoy your evening, and have a blessed week. Goodbye, and happy new month.